Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
The Trump administration's Department of Transportation is going through with a fine-tooth comb into everything that was passed in the infrastructure bill, and they are reallocating or pulling back some funds that were destined for certain places, including some here in Illinois. Here to chat a little bit about that is the Senior Director of Government Relations at Rails to Trails. It's Scott Goldstein. Scott, welcome to WGN. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
What's the 30-second pitch of what you all do at Rails to Trails?
Well, thank you. So Rails to Trails works across the country to make it safe and easy for people to walk, bike, and be active outside on multi-use trails, many of which are rail trails.
And you guys advocate for federal and state funding where you can, private donors to help fund the projects that you think make communities safer and better to live in.
That's right. We advocate, we do project development and technical assistance with local partners all across the country.
So when you found out that the Trump administration was going to be pulling back on grants that were already announced, already excited for people near recreation trails or bicycle lanes that are going to be built, telling local officials their projects fail to promote road capacity or are hostile to motor vehicles, what say you to that?
Well, we were extraordinarily disappointed. We saw this as an affront to the community priorities that the communities had chosen to invest in these projects. They'd put the effort into planning for and applying for these funds, and this is the Department of Transportation putting its priorities ahead of local communities' priorities, and it's going to have a real impact on the ability for people to safely and conveniently get around their communities.
Do you find that what you do is hostile to motor vehicles?
No. We think what we do is beneficial to communities. It's proven to generate all sorts of economic impact, improve safety for people traveling, including for motorists who have less conflicts with people using the roadway. But it's also a workforce investment, a job creation investment. It's a way to attract people to a community and encourage them to stay both as residents and attract people as visitors.
We drive around and we see crumbling infrastructure everywhere. A lot of it this bill is meant to address, but it won't get all of it. What if someone says, look, yeah, a bike trail sounds nice, and boy, by community, it'd be great if we had one, but our roads are still falling apart, our bridges aren't safe. Why would we be spending millions of dollars or more on a walking pathway or a bike lane? We do need to put this in the roads instead.
Well, we can do both, and the infrastructure law was designed to allow America to do both. And while we invest in repairing and upgrading our roadways, we also need to invest in completing and connecting our active transportation networks. We're experiencing a roadway safety crisis in this country. We have been for several years. And active transportation infrastructure is a proven way to reduce injuries and fatalities. People walking and biking experience higher rates of injuries and fatalities than any other group of people using the roadways. And so it's so important for communities to do both, to maintain our system, but also invest in the incomplete and missing parts of our system, which too often is active transportation.
Mile to mile, what's cheaper, a hiking or a biking trail or a mile of roadway, interstate roadway? I mean, just as best you know.
Well, you know, apples to apples, I would offer that a biking and walking trail is going to be cheaper, but each project is different. But you can move a whole lot of people on a walking and biking trail. It's incredible throughput. With a small amount of investment. But it's not only just about moving people, it's the economic development. People move to communities because they have these trails. There are communities, they call them trail communities all over the country, that sort of revitalize along trails that have sprung up along former rail corridors. And so it's an investment that can be beneficial to a wide variety of people who live and visit communities large and small, urban and rural around the country.
So if a project that you work with or that you're advocating for is now not going to get the federal funds, even though they were allocated, I don't know if they were already hiring people. I don't know if they wait until the money's in the bank account, how that works. But what are they saying now? What do they do? Is just the project done? Or are they trying to find whatever resource or private dollars they can to make it happen still?
Right. Well, you touch on a good point. These communities have invested money in getting to the point where they could receive that federal grant. And so how much they've invested is going to be different depending on the project and the community, but they're out that money unless they can find another funding source, or unless the federal government were to offer a new way to fund the project. So what do they do? Well, many of them are telling their story, which is really important because it allows elected officials at every level, local, state, and federal, to understand what is lost in their community. It allows community members to know what is lost, and therefore it allows people to speak up and argue for the value of these projects and for restoring these funds. The other thing that they can do is explore other possible funding sources at the federal level. Communities are looking at that right now, and we're working with places to think through their options, but it's a very difficult time. We've never seen clawbacks of funding like this targeted at one type of travel, which is active transportation. So it's an unusual time, and that's why it's so important to have this conversation.
Look, it might be hard to sway an administration that seems very dedicated to what they want to be dedicated to and not to other programs that the previous administration was. And to a certain extent, that's the prerogative of the administration in office. We could argue back and forth about rescissions and taking money that has already been allocated. That's for another day. I just want to end with this, and I think you touched on this. You get 1,000 or 2,000 people that are upset that the cool pathway is not going to be there anymore. I imagine exerting pressure on the local congressperson is going to have a bigger effect than trying to lobby the federal government, or I guess they're part of the federal government, but the administration. I mean, are people rallying to go to meetings and try and make their voices heard at the local level for the congressperson of either party?
We are certainly seeing bipartisan support for these projects at every level of government. And we are seeing people rally in support of these projects, in support of projects that are lost and trying to restore those funds. And we're also seeing people rally because, you know, we're concerned that this is the canary in the coal mine. That there might be other cancellations to come. And so we're seeing folks who are in places that don't have canceled projects but are worried about what this might mean for their project. And we're seeing them rally to say, you know, our community matters, our project matters, and together, there's a pretty loud voice and a growing voice advocating for these projects. So hopefully we can see a new direction in the future. But that's the work we're doing, and we're excited to do it. And it's so important for all the benefits that I mentioned earlier about active transportation.
Scott Goldstein, at Rails to Trails. Take care. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.